We all want power, right? There's a whole school of social theorists whose fixed idea is to describe every human interaction as a power dynamic. That's actually a pretty juvenile and stupid idea. But still, we tend to think of power as something we want. In my last minute, for example, I talked about how the massively expanded computing power in modern SOMs allows programmers to work far more comfortably and productively in IoT than was possible a few years back. That's a good thing, right? But as is often the case in life, that computing capability comes with a price. The price you pay isn't usually a lot of extra dollars. It's more likely to be extra power demand. Really small and simple IoT sensors can run on a battery, and we sometimes do run electronic people counters on massive solar batteries when we're measuring outdoor events. But for most sensors and most applications, battery isn't an option. And unfortunately, most sensors can't just be plugged in. It's not that you couldn't run a sensor on traditional plug power, it's just that you usually need to place the sensors in particular spots, like the ceiling, where you don't have an outlet handy. So by far the most common way to run higher power sensors is with PoE, power over Ethernet. And here's the thing about PoE. Pulling Ethernet cable in the ceiling of the store is expensive. Pulling cable for a device often costs more than the device itself. One way to save money is by daisy-chaining devices on a single cable run. The more devices on the run, the cheaper the installation. But each device pulls down power, and when you've maxed out the available power on the line, you need a new run. So keeping sensor power demands as low as possible turns out to be critical for efficient deployment. And it makes every IoT deployment a trade-off between the compute power you want and the power demands you don't.